Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today what we're going to do again is learn another tshuva from one of the Gedolei Yisrael that was written to Rav Kelmer, Zeichet Tzadik Uvracha. Yesterday we did a tshuva that Rav Kelmer actually wrote to Rav Eliashiv, and a little bit about Rav Eliashiv's response. Today we're going to do an Igros Moshe. It's one of the more famous Igros Moshes out there, but it was lesser known is that it was written to Rav Kelmer, Zeichet Tzadik Uvracha. The tshuva is in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Tes. It was dated Yud Ches Elul Tavshin Lamid Vav. By my calculations, that's around 1976. And Rav Kelmer at the time was a Rav in Boston. He only moved to West Hempstead, I think, in like 1983 or 84. And Boston, being a university town, is obviously a very progressive and liberal kind of town. So I don't know exactly the backstory of what he was dealing with and what kinds of issues he was facing, but apparently feminism was a major issue for him to deal with in the Orthodox rabbinate in Boston at the time. So he asked Rav Moshe about his ideas about feminism, and particularly that there were nashim Rav Moshe writes, that in the world over, that are lochamos yachad in matanua kazu, that are part of this movement of feminism. But these women that Rabbi Kelmer was speaking about are Shomros Torah, and they want to bring that milchama into many dine Torah, whether it be wearing a talis for davening or other such things. And what does Rav Moshe think about this idea of a woman promoting an egalitarian agenda or a feminist agenda in the way that we practice Judaism? So Rav Moshe wrote a fascinating tshuva. He starts off by saying that Meikarei Emuna HaTahora Shalanu, one of the basic foundations of our Emuna, is that the entirety of Torah, both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself at our Sinai through Moshe Rabbeinu, and that you cannot change a single letter or a single Kotz Echad, not Lahakel and not Lahachmir. And we're commanded that when we have to make a geder or a siyag, so the Sanhedrin and the Chachmei Torah make takanos, they make zeros, they mechayiv certain things, but from the time we go into galus, we don't even have that ability to even do that anymore, to make extra siyagim and takanos and gezeros. And why is it? So the Torah tells us that women are pater from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. They simply do not share the same chiyuvim in all mitzvahs that men have. And he says, why is that? He says, it doesn't really matter why. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons for everything. But, says Rav Moshe, there are good reasons that we can understand for this as well. And he writes, because it is the nature of women that they're more drawn to gidul hayiladim vayiladas. It's the most chashuva malacha one could ever be involved with, and that is raising the next generation to a dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, and it is the nature of women to be more drawn toward playing a more active role in the raising of children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the teva of kol min umin mi balechayim shanekevos yigdalu asavlados. It's in nature of all creatures that the females are the ones that take care of their young, and humans are no exception to this basic rule of nature. And no amount of milchama that anyone is going to fight is going to be mishan, is going to change, even if you had the whole world agreeing that this is the way things should be. It doesn't change human nature, and it certainly doesn't change the Dinei HaTorah. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Shuvah Lachas writes that there are three people that are called Kofrin B'Torah. Someone who says about one word of Torah that Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amaro, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own. Someone who's Kofer B'Perusha, meaning in Torah Shebal Peh, denies the validity of Torah Shebal Peh. And someone who says Shehuchlach Dover Echad, that something was changed after Kabbalah HaTorah, any one of those three categories is a kofer b'Torah, zein lo chelek li olam haba. So even though the lashon of the Rambam is that someone who says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is machlif a mitzvah, it's pashut that that's an extra chiddush. That even if you say that it was Hashem who switched the mitzvah, kol shkein, if you say I switched the mitzvah, that's an even greater kfira. Meaning if you say, oh, God did it, okay, at least you're worshiping God. But if you say God gave us the Torah and I'm switching the mitzvah, then that's even a worse form of kfira, says of Moshe, because then you're saying I'm not even worshiping God, I'm worshiping myself, I'm doing service of myself the way I see fit. So that's how Rav Moshe starts. In the second paragraph of the tshuva, Rav Moshe writes, but we should realize that women are entitled and encouraged in general to fulfill even those mitzvos that they're not mechuyev to do. And they get schar as an ena mitzvah v'yosa, and according to Shitas HaTosos, against the Shitas HaRambam, women are even allowed to recite a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama. Ah, you're going to tell me, what about tzitzis? How come women don't wear tzitzis? He says, it could be that she is allowed to wear tzitzis. So Moshe starts with this, what sounds like this anti-feminist tshuva. He comes out, by the way, if a woman wants to wear tzitzis, nothing wrong with that. He says that tzitzis is if a woman wants to wear a beged, that is clearly a feminine beged to not run afoul of the problem of klei gever alisha, of wearing a masculine beged. So she can wear a feminine beged that has dalit kanfos and put on tzitzis. Tefillin is an exception, he says. Tefillin, because the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadivav tells us that Michal Bashaul put on tefillin, and the Michuba Chachamim, the Chachamim rejected that. They were very upset by that, and the reason for that is that tefillin requires a great sense of zrizus and a gufnaki and no hesachadas, and that's why even men don't really wear tefillin any more than the bare minimum that we have to. Really, the mitzvah of tefillin is to wear it all day. Why don't we do the mitzvah of tefillin? We wear it for shachris. How long is shachris already? You know, in depending on the shul you daven in, so shachris on a non-laning day could be 26 minutes, and you come 5 minutes late and you leave 5 minutes early. So 16 minutes of wearing tefillin, and that's called wearing tefillin. What are you talking about? That's not wearing tefillin. No, it is, because we're so afraid of not being able to keep a kufnaki. We can't not do the chiyuv, so we do the chiyuv, but we really keep it somewhat minimal. So therefore, women who don't have the chiyuv should play it safe and should not wear tefillin. But all other mitzvah shazman grama, including tzitzis, a woman is allowed to do. But he says, pashut shurak b'chashka nafsha l'kayei mitzvahs avkishalon etztavse. That's if the motivation is to want to do mitzvos. Avam kivan she'eno lekavanazu elamitzat harumusel Hashem yisparach val taraso. But if it's part of any sort of foreign agenda that is not a God-based agenda, that is not a service of Hashem-based agenda, ein ze ma'isa mitzvah klal. It's not even a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a ma'isa iser, because it becomes an avenue through which to practice one's kfira. I saw someone wanted to question this. What do you mean? We just had a daf yomi. Mitok shalo lishma balishma. So the Rishonim already asked that kasha, because there are stiras and sugyas throughout Shas. Gemara in Tainus says that if a person does a mitzvah shalo lishma, it's a sama mavest. The mitzvahs become like poison for the person. And yet the Gemara in Pesachim says, nah, do mitzvah shalo lishma. So the Balei HaTosfos already answered that kan shebala kanter, that if you're doing shalo lishma like the old-fashioned kind of lo lishma, you like when people stand up when you walk into a room, you like that people give you kavod, you think that you're going to get rich if they think you're a Talmud Chacham or something, so that's why you learn. Okay, good, do that. Hopefully, eventually, you'll become smart enough to realize that you're not getting rich, and that no one's going to respect you if you're a Balgaiva, and hopefully, eventually, you'll come to fall in love with the Torah, and you'll learn the Torah Lishma. But if you're doing it Lakanta, you're doing it to make a point, you're doing it Dafka to show an agenda, that's the worst kind of Shalom Lishma. An agenda doesn't even have to mean evil, meaning a Talmidim will often ask, what does Judaism say about feminism? And I have a very unusual answer to that question whenever Talmidim ask. I always say, nothing. Nothing. What do you mean nothing? Judaism has what to say about everything. No, feminism is not an idea. It's not a word in Judaism. Show me where in the Torah it talks about feminism. If the halacha is that women who eat together are supposed to bench together, are supposed to with a mezuman, does that make me a feminist? If I paskin like those Rishonim that say that they're mechuyev to, or the other Rishonim that say that it's a rishos, that makes me, or it just makes me a halachist. It just makes me an Eved Hashem. And I'm just doing what it says. But sometimes it seems like it's an anti, because feminism is not the value. The value is Eved Hashem. Sometimes it comes off as, wow, that seems very progressive and feminist. Sometimes Bina Yaseira, that sounds very feminist. And sometimes Daitan Kalos, that sounds very anti-feminist. Whatever, it's Hashem, it's the Torah. It's just not a value. So whenever there's a foreign agenda or a foreign value that's infused in your doing of the mitzvahs, your performance of the mitzvahs, that is kofar b'Torah, says Rav Moshe, and you don't get schar for doing such mitzvahs. But then he says, the last paragraph in the tshuva, he writes, but it's important to know, tzarech ladas, ki ein ze bishvil shenashim Pchusos b'madregas hakedusha me'anashim. He says it's not that women are on a lower madrega of kedusha than men, because as far as kedusha is concerned, they're exact equals. As far as kedusha Yisrael, is a woman less of a Jew than a man is? Rav Moshe says every pasuk that talks about kedusha Yisrael talks to men and women. V'isam li segula v'atem tiyuli goy kadosh v'anshe kodesh tiyuli v'isam kedoshim kedoshim tiyu am kadosh ata l'Hashem. All of these psukim apply to men and to women, and that's why, certainly for Ashkenazi women, they're allowed to recite the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. And even Sephardi women, the only reason they don't say the bracha is not because of the word Kiddushanu. For sure Kiddushanu, but not Vitzivanu. The trouble that they get into is Vitzivanu if they're not commanded. But Kiddushanu, that's for sure. I saw someone wanted to criticize Rav Moshe about this also. Said, Mehechi Tesi, that it's the same level of Kiddusha as a Mishnah. Someone had the chutzpah to say, Rav Moshe was a Taya B'dvar Mishnah. He made a mistake. It's enough in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah, Maseches Horios, that says that for certain things, men come before women. For others, women come before men. Like if you have tzedakah to give out, you give to a woman before a man. But Lahachioso, for saving a life, a man comes before a woman. And some of the commentators say, because of the extra Kedusha. So Ramesha forgot a Mishnah. Ramesha didn't forget a Mishnah. Ramesha didn't forget a Prima Gadim. You know, you're going to say he forgot a Mishnah? That's ridiculous. Ramesha was well aware that the Kedusha is the same. Kedusha Yisrael is the same. Kedusha of mitzvos is different. Men are chayiv in more mitzvos, and therefore are able to generate more kedusha, perhaps because they're imbued with less kedusha. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. That suggestion has been made as well, and that's why we need more mitzvos to generate more kedusha. Or maybe women are able to generate kedusha in other ways as well. But the kedushas Yisrael, there's no doubt that it's exactly equal. Ba'chiyuv beinish leishto iso chiyuv akavod aliish leishto valisha lebayla belosha. Cholik. Says Rav Moshe, I think a man has to honor his wife and a wife has to honor her husband equally honor each other. Ooh, such an egalitarian. No, a Jew. He's a Jew. So he's describing what the Jewish value is, that they have to honor each other equally. And all the Nevios that were female, they had the same din as a Navi as a man who was a Navi. And Rav Moshe then tells Rav Kelmer, that your job is lahazbir b'chol pam upam v'lios takif v'chazak b'daito. You have to explain this, and you have to be unmovable. You have to be strong, which is something that did not come naturally to Rav Kelmer Zatzal, to be stubborn, to be difficult, to be a takif. He was such a softy. Shu kedine atora limchos ve'elu anashi sha'achar kol ze yamdu b'daito na'avolus v'akasha shalol l'shanu shum davrim minage Yisrael ha'gadoshim. You have to make sure that it doesn't change anything from the Minhage Yisrael HaKadoshim. Again, I would love to hear the backstory. I suspect that we will soon hear the backstory and that we're going to get more and more of Rav Kelmer's writings to Gedolei Torah are going to be available to us. But that is one of the more famous tshuvas, Nigros Moshe, that was written to our beloved Rav Kelmer Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Okay.